Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here and happy Friday. You got plans this weekend, Vinny, just besides, like, getting rid of that 100-day cough?
I'm going to lay low just because I do want this to lighten up. Honestly, I can't. I have a job. Yeah. We have a job. We have a show to do. I need to be able to go to work. If I'm still coughing like this, I may have to work from home next week, too. It's got to let... I have to rest and hope this dang thing goes away. That's all I can do.
It's just, I feel so bad for you. You're so tortured by it.
I'm a hostage.
Yeah.
It's a hostage situation. I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it.
Are you sleeping, like, sitting up a little bit so that...
I am.
Oh, you got, like,
which
a wedge?
I never do, but I absolutely am... I've got pillows propped up so that I am at least... It helps.
Yeah.
It does help.
It is. There's something about being horizontal that anything that's happening in your lungs just, like, decides it's... I'm going to go everywhere. I'm just going to... Mm-hmm. I'm really going to clog up right now. Well, I'm sorry. I hope that this weekend you're feeling better. I mean, it has to end.
I can't be in there with you coughing like I have been, though. It's lame, and I know it. Throw me out.
It's rough. I'm not trying to throw you out or anything, but I definitely have thought, boy, this is... First of all, I feel like you have to be uncomfortable.
I am.
When someone is sick... And you know that they just wish that they could be at home being sick, but there they are, and now they're kind of like, coughing in front of other people is embarrassing, I think.
At this point, it's just the cough. Right. It's uncontrollable and completely out of control, but I feel okay other than that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'm going to just lay low and hopefully the rest will move me forward in recovery.
I'm going to go, I think tonight we're going to watch The Gentlemen. It's so great not having anything to do, and even my kid's gone. But tomorrow we're going to Harry Potter trivia.
Oh! So excited!
Oh, another trivia.
Yeah, I'm going to play as much trivia as I can in my life. I'm not, we have a ringer. My son Riley's best friend Jesse she's like a Harry Potter savant. So we booked this because we knew that we'd do well with her there. But I've been reading. I'm almost done with the third book because when I started them over again, and John is doing a deep dive on casting and movie information, and Riley's not doing anything. He's just like, yeah, occasionally I think about Harry Potter, and then this chick Jesse knows all the stuff. So
well, Berkeley is just there to sip one beer. So
he's going to sip one beer and maybe drive us home.
There you go.
I said, let's do another bus adventure. Let's like try and take public transit in. Because so he goes, no, that was only fun because we were already lit and we were going home.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's why it was fun?
Hmm.
I was like, oh, this is a viable mode of transportation. Why have I never taken the public transport? It's... Anyway.
You haven't had it ruined for you yet, that's why.
Have a what a hone and what?
Haven't had it ruined for you yet, that's why.
Haven't had it ruined for me, like as in been up in a, you know, assault
I grew up
bus.
The Muni.
And right.
It has some rough moments, especially when it's packed. And as a kid, you know, it's just those, it was tough when there were bullies on the bus. And,
oh, bullies.
And I see them working their way back towards me and I'm like, oh no, I'm next. Oh no. And they're just like, empty your pockets.
Oh.
It was like, it was bad. This is back then. And nowadays, I've seen other things that are even worse.
But nowadays you'd be like, this is going to be fun.
Right,
watch
I guess
me
so.
Crack my knuckles and get
love
rid of
this. Well, my joints hurt now.
This is why you train. This is what I trained all those years for.
Plus, you grew up and got a car, so that was...
That's exactly why I trained. That's for moments like that and my brother.
Motivated
and
your brother torturing you and the bullies on the bus.
Exactly.
Your life in a nutshell. Okay, so where am I? Oh, here we go. Outside Lands passes. You guys, Outside Lands, it's been announced. You can find the full list of people performing. Go to the Ceremony Facebook page. We put the graphic up there. You can also find it on the Alice973 Instagram. Google it. I mean, you know how to do things these days. So we have three-day passes for Outside Lands, and you can win them just by listening to the station. We make it pretty easy for you. We did our pair at 7 o'clock this morning, but V Hale has another pair coming up at 11:05, and Jane's got two pairs, one at 4:05 and one at 5:05. I know. So listen for keywords. You text those to our contest text number, 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of three-day festival passes to Outside Lands August 9th through 11th. At Golden Gate Park. Very exciting. We're going to get into the new music now. Randomly, the Pet Shop Boys have an album out today. This is their 15th album. And they were, you know, West and East End Boys and West End Girls.
Oh, that's their hit. Right. Yeah. I was like, the first thing that hit me was, are they Tainted Love? No, that's Soft Cell.
Yeah.
West End Girls.
So, the Pet Shop Boys. There's Jake. Turn this up. That's how they... This is like in their prime. And now... Well, I mean, you know, 40 years have gone by, so I'm going to say they're not. I mean, who knows when these people hit their prime, Vinny? I don't know.
Even I know the song. I grew up with stuff.
Yeah. This is a good song. Well, this was out. You were alive when this came out, but you were like one.
Yeah.
This has probably been in movies, though, and other stuff.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Right. This is the Pet Shop Boys' 15th album. I think Jane's probably going crazy right now. Like, she strikes me as someone who would have been like, yes, I was into the Pet Shop Boys. Text me, Jane. Nonetheless is the name of... He's like, we got old. Nonetheless, a new album. Uh-huh. So, Nonetheless is the name of this new Pet Shop Boys record. What do they sound like these days?
And on this track, the most popular track is called Loneliness.
It feels like a Pet Shop Boys song. Like, there's some people sticking with their roots. Did you like this record? Let me ask you that, Brittany. Did you listen through this?
It sounds very new wave type, and it wasn't really my thing, but I know that some people out there will really like it.
Okay, give me another one.
All right, the next one's called Dancing Star.
How did you get here?
Oh. Yeah.
Jump the barrier with all the apples. Took all the KGB boys by surprise. I think they thought that you would never dance. But you knew you had to take a risk.
I don't know what it is. I'm a fool for that synthesizer sound.
Fire a challenge with the reputation.
I love it. I give me that's a song so with that at the bottom of it, and I'm in.
The new songs fit right in with their old songs, so if they actually get to tour, it won't sound like, oh, 40 years later, here's what we sound like now. It'll sound like the same stuff. That's cool. I like it. I think that's the way it should
be. Me too. I'm with you. Yep.
Here's your audience, and now all of a sudden you play metal? No.
Right. We're a screamo band now. We lost our voice in the 90s. Okay. Ready?
So we do spoken word.
You got one more?
I have one more. Right. It's called Why Am I Dancing?
Oh. Who did I ever hello, Erasure. Woo. I hope I'm an honest man. No cause for alarm. Okay, great. I love it. There's something about those electronic toms, like boop, 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 boop. I love the 80s. I can't get enough of that. That's great. Bring back the
80s. Nostalgia for you, I'm sure.
Oh, it's awesome. All right, there you go. That's new Pet Shop Boys. That's right. You heard me, right? The new Pet Shop Boys record, nonetheless, their 15th album is out today. St. Vincent, her record is out today. And she is also a guitar player, known for that as well.
She's really good on guitar. She's real, like, I know she's not.
You're
trying
a big fan,
be,
huh?
She is sexy. Mm. And I think she's lesbian. I don't think she'd be into me. I'm not trying to say that. But she's had some songs I've listened to where I'm like, whoa, wow, fanning myself.
Goodness,
like,
geez. Really? Dirty talk, girl. All right.
So, yeah, she's good.
All right, this is her 7th album, St. Vincent. It's called All Born Screaming.
Yeah, so I always pull the most popular or the highest rated song from the track. So here's Broken Man. It seemed experimental to me, but okay. Here it is. Who the hell do you think I am? And then it gets kind of cracking in a second. Like you don't see a broken man.
I've heard in the past, so she's definitely experimenting.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any guitar.
She's a guitar. She's one of the guitar heroes. Like, she's got her own, what do they call that? Her own model and everything.
Annie Clark is her real name. Okay, what else do we... Oh, this is fun. I'll wait till Jane tells me if I like her. Pretty sure I do, though.
I think so. The next one is called Flee.
Flee? As in run away, or as in that flea is biting me?
The flea is biting me.
Oh.
Kind of like that. Like,
F-L-E-A.
That's right. Here it is. I feel like she's going for that distorted sound intentionally.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
Walking down your sunny street. I got it. Thinking of your Beatles or what do we?
I got it. Then you feel like the song I was thinking of that she did that I was like, yikes, is called Mass Seduction. But it's not even high on her list of best songs, so I don't know, but I...
Is it something that's explicit, or can we play it?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm looking at the lyrics right now. It's pretty good.
Mass Seduction.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Sure.
All
this
right,
is from... not from this
album. An older record
not
by St. Vincent.
Not from this album, though. Right. The bride is beautiful. Mass Seduction.
It's like more like that, but anyway, I like her.
She's
pretty good.
What turns me on. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, they're actually talking about her guitar playing in this wiki thing I'm looking at. It's all about her distortion use.
She's good.
Yeah, a lot of people have named her like one of the best guitarists of the 21st century. Bunch of publications.
Mm.
Rolling Stone named her, this is Annie Clark, also known as St. Vincent, named her the 26th greatest guitar player of all time last year. Okay. That is quite a thing for Rolling Stone to say about you.
Yep.
All right. Did you have one more off the St. Vincent record?
I do, yes. Right. This last one seems like it's written for Vinny. It's called The Power's Out.
It's interesting.
Pretty.
Like one of the things, if you're listening to the radio and there's a song on and you hear an artist, you'd go, oh, I know that artist. I know them because they have a sound. And you'd go, oh, I know who, I know Radiohead anywhere. Or I know
yes.
Taylor Swift anywhere.
Sure. AC/DC. And
none of these
anywhere.
Have anything in common, it feels like. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Well, her voice is, I mean, I guess if you knew her voice well, you might be able to pick it out. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily be going, oh, that was St. Vincent.
Yeah, I don't know her well enough to pick her out, that's for sure.
Okay, next up is Mark Anthony. That's J-Lo's ex. Mm. They have twins. He's got like 7 kids, though, with a bunch of different ladies. So he has his 15th album out. You know, kids are expensive. You need to put some records out and go get the hell away from them. Go on tour. It's called, by the way, this is, we'll just play you a little sampling of this because it's all in Spanish, correct?
That's right.
All right, it's called
all right.
Muévense. Something like that. Mark Anthony.
Like that.
Here's
and
what it sounds like.
I've pulled a Punta Cana, something like that.
Que digas que me olvidaste, ay, me causa risa. Para que tú y yo volvamos, solo falta un beso. Sería un hipócrita si te dijera que ya no te pienso.
Definitely has a groove. Come on.
I'll listen to this.
Tan grande, nadie sale ileso. Y ya si te conozco, no
I like it.
Con eso. Y aunque te veas feliz, subiendo foto en Punta Cana, te parí con tus amigas, diciendo que...
Okay, give me another one.
Passionate.
This is Mark Anthony.
And what's funny is this next one is called, I think it's called Ojalá Te Duela.
Oh.
This is really, the intro really reminds me of Coco, the movie. And you'll see why.
Go!
Right?
The horn section goes, oh!
I love it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, his voice is so tender. Pero no eres feliz. Que te arrepientes.
How beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It is. All right, moving on to Alien Ant Farm.
What?
Their 6th album is out. You know, I really only... Didn't they do like a Smooth Criminal?
Yeah, they did.
Cover, like their own thing. That's really the only song I know from them. I've never spent a lot of time with Alien Ant Farm, but I went, oh, them, all this one. What's going on? Oh. You okay? You okay? You okay, daddy? So, Alien Ant Farm's 6th album is out. It's called Mantras. And here's what it sounds like.
It's called Last Dance with a D-A-N-T-Z.
Oh, dance is a...
Yeah, that's right. It's so sad and dead, but you're floating away. I don't want to dance with the dead
alright, what else? Give me another one.
The next one is called So Cold.
Okay. I want to move on to Luke Hemmings. This is a solo record from one of the guys from 5 Seconds of Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Play me the 5 Seconds of Summer songs. I know we've definitely played them
before. Yeah, here's a one that you really know, I'm sure. It's called She Looks So Perfect. This was a huge hit.
So Luke Hemmings, and he's an Australian dude, I'm pretty sure. So he's got a solo album. It's an EP. It's not even a full album. It's called Boy. Mm-hmm. And did you like it, Bryn? Because we actually debated whether or not we were going to...
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I mean, it wasn't 5 Seconds of Summer, but, you know, sometimes I need a second listen to really decide, you know.
Okay.
Here is Shakes. Very
like
dreamy.
That. Okay, one more?
And one more. His next one is called Close My Eyes. Both very dreamy.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's true. Sometimes you need a couple listens before something grabs you and throws you down to the ground, wrestles you, and has its way with you.
Whoa.
I feel like
no means
need...
no.
Yeah, well, no does no? mean no. Yeah. I mean, I was resisting for us. Anyway, Luke Hemmings there from 5 Seconds of Summer. So there's that. Let me see. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. Kelsey Ballerini played at Winterland last year.
Yes.
Not last year, but the year before. And she's... I actually feel bad for her, so I wanted to mention this. She is looking for a restraining order against a former fan by the name of Bo Ewing, who somehow got his hands on her master tapes. Somehow has unreleased masters from her and demos of all this music that she's still working on. It's not done. It's not ready. And he's like, I have it and I'm going to put it out. She says this guy has already shared it with multiple parties. So it's already getting leaked. And
how does he have access to her music?
You tell me. I have no idea.
She should tell us. What are we not hearing? Like, what is this?
That's former crazy. Member of her fan club. Who, my guess is this person is one of those people who is a fan until they're a problem. And somehow...
That's how Selena got killed.
Yeah, it's how people work their way into people's lives and somehow figure... I mean, most of us just sort of take people at face value and aren't looking for nefarious plots that people are having happen in their heads. Like, who knows how? Somehow, this guy got a hold of me. And these days, probably a drive, a hard drive.
Yeah. It actually does look like that. It's either her drive or her producer, Alyssa Vanderhill.
Oh.
They're still in production. They're saving stuff to maybe an online drive. And then somehow it's hacked. This guy gets his hands on them.
So Kelsey says this guy's shared it with multiple parties already. So it's already being leaked, and she's trying to stop that from getting out of hand. This guy was a former member of her fan club who has, quote, become disenfranchised. Which, what? She wouldn't date you? Like, what do you expect? You're in a
it's
fan club.
It's the Selena story. Like, if you watch that movie, this lady was stealing from her, and when she was finally caught, she ends up killing Selena. Mm. Awful. But, like, yeah, that's
yes.
I don't
very
know
scary.
Why there isn't a layer of protection between the fan club and the artist. That's incredibly, right. Like, look at the history.
Right. Well, and so yikes. I'm telling this story because I feel like if you are, I don't know if any of us will be exposed to this leaked music, but I would say if you're truly a fan of Kelsey Ballerini, know that she's worried about this and don't buy something that isn't something
that
you
sucks.
Know
it's
she's put out.
It's going to ruin her art.
And it's a bummer. Yeah, and in fact, that's her quote, Vinny. She says, artists spend countless hours perfecting their craft and telling their stories through their music. Stealing and sharing unfinished music is illegal and harms the integrity of the creative process. Really well put.
It would make you want to just start over.
Yep. Like throw out all that stuff.
Well, it's ruined.
Right.
I mean, if people are going to hear it unfinished and you're sitting there going, now what do I do? Do I finish this? Like what? Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a lot of stuff for you, including Americans who think we should work 7 days a week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just so you know, we were the first ones. We were on it. We're the first to play Benson Boone's music, the first radio station to ever play it. Alice, the station you're listening to right now. Pat ourselves on the back. Happy Friday, everybody. We're amazing. And now, Beautiful Things is one of the biggest songs in the world. To get excited for a sold-out show at the Masonic next month, we have a billboard up. It's up at the Bay Bridge. If you're heading to the bridge to head into San Francisco, look to the left when you're at the metering lights. It's right there. You can't miss it. It says Alice at 97.3 plus Benson Boone equals a beautiful thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry, follow your favorite DJs, and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now.
.com.
Okay, here's what's happening on this fine Friday. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the 60s, depending on where you're at. We have a sunny weekend in the forecast, though.
Awesome.
And even into next week, as I see it right now.
Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
It looks like for television, you've got the draft, and then also there's something called the gentleman that everyone's buzzing about. Who knows? Who knew?
The latest buzz thing.
Yeah. It's a buzz.
The gentleman?
Weirdly, you know, Nona just left yesterday, and she writes me this morning, I'm listening, and me and Keith are watching the gentleman, and I'm like, huh.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Huh.
She must be listening through the
Odyssey.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's very convenient.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
A couple in Utah is thrilled to be reunited with their cat, Galena.
Okay.
They say their cat mysteriously disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked everywhere, all over the neighborhood. Who hasn't seen a sign for a missing cat? We all have.
Everybody, yes.
Cats
Sad.
Get that wander on, and then, you know, sometimes there they are 2 days later, and you're like, are you kidding me? You just left for 2 days?
No explanation.
And then other times, you're like, never to be seen again. Huh.
Yeah. Boy, some fat coyotes around here.
Anyway, it turns out Galena.
Yes.
If that's the right way to say it, I don't know. G-A-L-E-N-A.
Galena.
Galena. Mm-hmm. Galena didn't run away. The couple shipped her to Amazon with a return.
Oh, no.
What?
She was in the box.
Galena
loves boxes.
Galena loves hiding in boxes, and she was inside a box of work boots that was later packed up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon.
Oh my God.
You don't want to make light of the poor cat getting stuffed in a box and shipped. But it's nice to see that people actually return things instead of saying, I'll just keep it. I mean, I don't know if I want it, but I definitely don't want to do the work to drop it back off and return the thing.
Well, I mean, Amazon couldn't make it easier. Bring it to Whole Foods and drop it in the pile of boxes right there.
Whoa!
You know,
says the lady who doesn't like to return things.
Yeah, John told me. I never go to Whole Foods either.
So. Oh, all right.
Please. He actually just left to go shopping. I'm sure he's returning stuff.
Oh, all right.
Now, listen, this is amazing. I can't believe the thing lived. I'm so happy that they got their cat back. But I'm concerned about, like, this poor cat. First of all, they're not keeping your box any particular way. And I wonder if anybody could hear it meowing. And I also, what a kind of a mess was happening inside of that box.
Well, the cat was in the box for 6 days without food and water before being discovered by an Amazon employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat. She took her to the vet. They scanned the microchip.
Oh.
Galena's owner, Carrie Clark, says she was stunned to get a call that Galena had traveled from Utah to California, and it took her a bit to process how, why. Mm. And then they realized she was in the box that they shipped back. She traveled to California and got her. Thankfully, she's recovering without any serious issues. Although it's very good that she was found when she was.
Yeah. You know, is the picture that you're showing me right now, Bryn, is that the cat right now, like after being rescued? Because that cat's not missing any meals. And cats will do that to themselves. You know, you get a cat. Some cats are like, you know what? I want food. Give me some food. That's a big cat. It's a big old cat. And I'll bet that's one of the main reasons that thing survived. So good on the cat.
They say the cat was in a big box. They weren't just shipping one pair of boots. There were five pair inside.
Oh, my God.
They were doing something Amazon now offers called try before you buy. Have you heard of this?
Well, it sounds like they had the same boot in five different sizes, Vin.
It doesn't say the specifics, but it does sound like maybe you got two or three boots in different sizes. I don't know.
Right, and then you just pick the ones that work and shipwreck the rest of them. Huh.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she actually put that package into the mail as opposed to dropped it off locally.
They say the weather wasn't too hot or too cold. It was Utah to California. And the box was partially split open at one seam, allowing there to be enough air.
Oh, my.
And coincidentally, Brandy, the Amazon worker, knows all about cats and even rescues them on her as her side gig. So, Brandy, the hero.
It's Brandy.
Yes.
It's Brandy. Yes.
It was Brandy.
And she's a hero.
You're a hero. You saved the kitty.
Brandy.
Oh.
I was a little off. Sorry, everyone. I was too busy doing the doo-doo-doo-doo-doos. I mean, you got to love the doo-doo-doo-doo.
It is good. Doo-doo.
That's like almost the better part. Never mind. I'm moving on. The cat lived, everyone. Galena lives.
Yay!
Thanks to Brandy.
Good job.
It's a big cat.
Yeah. This next story, let me just begin by saying, screw these guys!
Oh, screw that cat. What's going on with these guys? Why are we screwing them?
Can't wait for the weekend here on a fine Friday. Beautiful weekend ahead here in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1 in 16 Americans don't even think you should get a weekend. 6% of people think we should just work 7 days a week.
No,
is right.
No, is right.
Listen, I am all about chasing your dream.
Yeah. Yep.
I am living mine. I wanted to be in radio. I worked hard and sacrificed and got where I'm at. And I believe I would encourage anyone, if you've got a dream, pursue it. Go absolutely.
It. Yep.
That said, even if you're working your dream, you still want to have a life, man. Yeah. You need a life. You need right. that. You can't do the one thing all the days of the week.
What's
and then
right,
what are you?
Right. Right.
What
are you, just a machine?
What's left of you? Yeah.
But nothing.
You're not even good at the thing you do or got good at and became, you know, a whatever it was.
Oh, at, right.
You're not good at, you need to break from it
yep.
to be able to be at your best when you do it. You yeah. do. You have to. 6 days, 7 days a week. The most popular answer, though, was we should stick with the 5 day work week. 45% of Americans say we're fine where we're at. Relax, everyone.
For only less than half of people, right? So I'm sure the 4 day work week is very popular, but people are like, how about 1 day a week?
Four was close second at 37% of the vote on nice. How many days a week Americans should work. So that 4 day work week is gaining.
All right.
Let's see here. 3% said six. Another 3% said 3 days. 2% think we should be only working 1 day a week, Sarah.
I think, I mean, I hate to say it because I actually would love a 4 day work week, but I think 5 days is the way. It is for me. I feel like people work Monday through Friday, and that's when I want to work too, because I'm here for you every morning. And Saturday morning on the Saturday morning special. 6 days a week.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Only 1 in 8 people think a 4 day work week would make us less productive.
Oh.
And most agree it would be good for our mental health.
Yeah. It would be great.
The poll didn't even ask how working 7 days a week might affect our mental health. I can tell you it'll trash it.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, sorry about it, China, but, you know, there's this place called Foxconn where they actually hang nets between the buildings because people want to jump off the roofs.
Oh, man, that got dark.
It's real. So that's what 7 days a week of working will get you.
Wait.
For those dummies who want to work 7 days a week.
Well, they don't want to.
No, they don't. I'm saying the people who in this poll right. said it, right.
This is another poll. YouGov, let me see. YouGov.com.
YouGov.
Here's the question. Compared to 20 years ago, do you think that teenagers today are more independent, less independent, no difference, or not sure? What say you, Sarah? I'll read it one more time. Compared to 20 years ago, do you think that teenagers today are more independent, less independent, no difference, or not sure?
I'm going to go D, Bob. No, I'm not sure. I feel like things have changed so much in the last 20 years for teenagers. Like, I actually feel like that's the age group that things changed for the most. What was normal for a 15-year-old, say, 20 years ago is very different from what's normal now. I don't know if they're more or less independent. I would almost say if I had to pick one, I'd go they're less independent because so much of their lives happen in their hands on their phones or in their room on their computer. And so they can say they're independent all they want because what? They made their own peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, but they are dependent on me for my electricity and my internet and they're living under my roof and they're not paying any rent. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like they're less, if anything.
As a witness,
yes.
I would say.
Oh, right. You're about to have teenagers.
Well, and as a witness, I would say less independent for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I told you a story about a friend that I'm very close to whose mom truly left him to raise himself.
Yes.
Like she was busy doing her thing. She wasn't trying to be mean to him, but he was a guy who went, I need a fishing pole because mom doesn't always get groceries. Like, that is a guy who was fending for himself. And we know all about right. the latchkey kids
yes.
and the kids that rode buses. My daughter, just the other day when I took her to the Jamba Juice, she sees a school bus and she goes, oh, my God, that's so cool. And I go, what is so cool about it? And she goes, the bus, I bet it would be fun. And I go,
You're kidding me, right? Your mom drives you.
We need Bryn to talk to her about the bus bullies.
You're telling me because you're driven everywhere you go, you think it might be fun to get on a bus, fight with people mm-hmm. for where you get to see it. You got to be kidding me. She's like, well, I mean, I'm just saying I'd want to try it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just tell you as someone who tried it. It's not that fun.
Yeah.
Nothing better than getting dropped off right at the door and picked up right at the door. Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how it is on the West Coast. This was the first time I had ever experienced school systems that didn't have busing. Like, I've always, every single day of my entire life, walked to the bus stop, got on the bus, the school bus, I should say.
You're right.
And we went and picked up all the other students and got dropped off at the school. Wasn't that fun. And looking back, no seatbelts. I've always wondered that. You know, that's kind of dangerous.
So anyway, to sort of, you know, explain my answer a little more detailed, less independent, yeah. But do I necessarily think that's a bad thing? No. I think parents are helping more. They're more involved with their kids. There's mm-hmm. a lot less involvement in the past.
Yeah,
what
you know,
kids were up to.
If we're looking back that far, you know, 40 years ago when I was a teenager, I was 1,000% more independent than my kids were at the same age. I just think 20 years, things have changed a lot, but the 70s were out of effing control.
Right. And I just think that's been an incremental change.
Yes.
It hasn't, didn't change.
You're saying
overnight.
Less and less and less.
Right.
That's a good point.
So, anyway, I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys, 20 years ago was 2004. The internet was still a thing, albeit no social media, says 415.
Yeah, like
I said,
slow.
I think that it's been an incremental change, but at this point now, it's very different from the time I was describing.
Yeah.
But it's been incremental. It didn't change overnight, in my opinion. And I don't even have teens yet.
Yeah. Yeah, but you will soon. Enjoy that. That's going to be so fun.
415 says they are far less independent. They stay home. They stare at screens.
Yeah.
They don't go anywhere by themselves. No adventuring. That's true, too. And again, I don't know about the, you know, 2004, but I absolutely left the house no matter what, every day, with, like, the things I think I might need. And then I won't be back till dinner. Bye.
Hey, dinner. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that meant we were going to go to the creek, or we were going to go roam the houses being built and steal wood and build ramps or whatever we were up to. We were adventuring.
Finding
sure.
an adventure.
All day,
no
every day.
No way to contact you either. Yeah.
Right.
No, right. You'd have to find a gas station and drop a dime, kids. It was crazy. And
mean?
It's almost like wherever you grew up back in the olden days, kids, children, you knew, like, in a 5 to 10 mile radius, everything that was there. Your parents would be like, oh, I don't know about it. You'd be like, oh, no, that's, you know, that's 9 blocks that way and down this one, check the back road and cut through
how
the forest over there.
Call from a payphone.
Right.
What
oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
Just dial 0 and the number.
Here's a text. Hey, Vinny, one time some friends were moving in a couch they purchased on Craigslist with a couch cover on it. When they got it in place, we heard a faint meow and found the previous owner's cat hiding in the cover. They flipped it sideways to get it up the stairs. LOL.
Oh, my God.
So,
little
cats.
Cats, they do love a small place to hide. I always check my washer and dryer before I turn them on. Always.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yep. They're front load. And, you know, I'll leave the washer door open because it's wet in there. I want it to dry out. And, you know, sometimes you're walking by, you throw your clothes in there. Like, that'll be in the next
right.
load. And so I always check because I never have. I've never started up one of them, but I've found the cats in there for sure. Like, if I'd closed it and started it, that would have been that.
Yikes.
Let's see here. Oh, 650 says, you guys, we need the secret show back. What do we do? What do we need to do to get it back? Who do we need to contact? Relax. That may happen. It's not
right.
dead forever, but we definitely went through a move, and there have been some challenges
over the last year, like real challenges.
Yes, big radio challenges.
Giant ones. So we've got to sort of get some things worked out here on the main show before we play with the other show. Wouldn't you say that's the right answer?
I would say that's a very good answer.
All right.
Call What's Ghostbusters. Coming up in this?
Yeah, call Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
Yeah. Coming up, Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, and a minigame.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.